Motor Trend presents the rubber-burning action of the all-new series Top Gear America. Dax Shepard, Rob Corddry, and motoring journalist and professional racer Jethro Bovington are pushing cars to their limit. So buckle up, because whether they're testing supercars or racing junkyard rescues, these hosts hold nothing back. On January 29th, join us for the joyride and stream the two-episode premiere of Top Gear America, available only on the Motor Trend app. Start your free trial today by going to motortrend.com/TGA21.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Five, four, three, two, one. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from a little cold, but still beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I am so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world today. And guess what? I believe that your life will never be the same again after listening to this show, and that in fact the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the download, the strategies, you know, that one aha word that you've been praying about this week. Well, I hope that you are making a decision to have a great day wherever you are. I am doing really well. Yesterday, I had a fabulous time with ladies from all over the world, and I'm going to share more about that later on. We had a great time. We had on our red tops and our red lipstick, and just lots of fun talking about attracting love from a healed soul. So grateful for that opportunity. You know, it's nothing like connecting, right? We have certainly missed that during these times. And I think one thing that pandemic has revealed to all of us is that we need each other, that connection is so important. Etc. So it's all good. Well, it is Valentine weekend. I want to send out a shout out of love to everybody. You are loved by God. You're loved by me. And look around you and see all the love that's in your life. And if you feel like you don't have a lot of love, why not make a decision to share love and show someone else love today? Maybe an email, a text. Just let people know you're thinking about them and you do love them. Well, we have a great show today. My very special guest is Jaden Sterling, and we're doing a series on money, wealth, and prosperity. But today, Jaden is going to talk about that it's easy to get in the flow of money and to get money flowing in. Anybody interested, I want you to really stay tuned. Well, make sure you follow me on social media. I am on Clubhouse. You do have to be invited. So if you're on Clubhouse, I want you to look for me, LOA Constance. On Instagram and Twitter, I am LOA Constance. And on Facebook, I am Coach with Constance. And of course, I want you to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to that channel, and you'll see videos that I'm uploading usually weekly. I want you to subscribe and click the notification button so that you will be notified every time we upload a new video. Well, I have some exciting news for you before I bring Jaden on. I'm excited that I am offering a four-week relationship mastermind. Anybody interested? I might need to call it a boot camp. So I'm going to be teaching ladies. It's for ladies only, how to attract love from your feminine energy and heal soul. Now, we talked about it yesterday, but 1 hour is not enough. So I want to throw throw some questions out here to the ladies and see if they can relate to it. So are you tired of just spending your time alone during the holidays? Maybe you thought, Constance, by 2021, I thought that I would be in a relationship. You know, or do you feel like you're really successful? I hear this all of the time in all areas of your life, but you feel like that you just cannot find success, or you don't have anyone to share all of your success with. Do you kind of see people all around you and you're thinking and feeling, will that ever happen to me? You know, when you go in the stores, all the balloons, candy, and everything that's going on. Have you basically sort of giving up on love and might be asking questions like, you know, what's wrong with me, Constance? Maybe if I was younger, skinnier, maybe if I had it going on, maybe I'm not good enough. Is it too late for me? And the answer to that question is absolutely not. So I want you to really attend my 4-week mastermind. It's going to be from February the 27th to March 27th. I'm only going to be taking 20 ladies. So this is what you're going to get: an exclusive weekly coaching groups via Zoom. You're going to have a private Facebook group, and I'm going to come in and answer weekly questions with you. Every week, you're going to have a weekly assignment that really aligns with your feminine energy and healing your soul. I told you it's going to be like a boot camp. You're going to have a week. You're going to be assigned to a weekly accountability partner from wherever they are all over the world. You're going to get a free copy of my Attracting Genuine Love. You are going to get my MP3s on self-love and attracting love. And during that 4-week period, you're going to get a 1-hour coaching session with me around relationships. And the value of just 1 hour with me is $200. And so it's your opportunity to connect with women from all over the world. Like I said, you're going to have an accountability partner. We're going to be meeting at least twice a week, either in Facebook. It's going to be a private Facebook group, or the Zoom call where you can ask me any question, group coaching. So we're going to be connecting, communicating, and, you know, just feeling that we are a part of a loving group where we're all centered on how to attract from my feminine energy. You know, we've forgotten about that, and a healed soul. February the 27th through March 27th. The price is $399. You can pay that all at once, or you can break it up into two payments. I think that would be $199.50. So you see how easy I've made it for you. So I'm already telling you that I've already had people that signed up from yesterday. So if you are ready for a mastermind, and if you've ever been in a mastermind, you know how powerful it is. Connecting with people, you know, just that one-on-one attention to spend with me and with other people in the group, no more than 20. So you need to go today to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You'll be receiving an email from my assistant acknowledging receipt of your payment. After 20 ladies, I'm going to stop it. So let's make that happen. It's going to be so much fun. And I can't guarantee anything, but I'll just say this. Once you really heal your soul, which is your past, your memories, your imagination, your past thoughts, etc., you're in the vibration of self-love. And when you're in that vibration, the miraculous happens. I don't believe that it has to take forever for love to come to you, but you have to be aligned with loving yourself, loving others, and you're really putting yourself in a position to prepare for love. So if you're ready for this powerful mastermind, go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. After 20 people, I'm going to stop it. yay, this was really a download from the Spirit, and you're going to be so blessed by it. And so I think that is all I'm going to say. You can also Cash App me. A lot of people ask me about Cash App. So if you're interested, if you want to pay the full amount at one time, that's $3.99. Or if you want to Cash App me with your first payment, $199.50, you can do that and just let me know who you are and we will acknowledge receipt of your payment. Everybody, I want you to take a deep breath. We're going to a quick commercial and then we're going to come back and hear what Mr. Jaden Sterling has to say about how easy it is to get in the flow of money. So everybody stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
My guest is my brother from another mother, all the way from Canada. But seriously, Jaden Sterling is my guest. And because of his many accomplishments, I have to read and really tell you once again who he is and how blessed we are to have him on our show today to share his wisdom and knowledge. So I'm just going to read a little bit. But Jaden Sterling is an award-winning international best-selling author, of The Alchemy of True Success, creator of Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle Cards, and the founder of Sterling Stock Ed Inc., an international stock investment program with hundreds of students worldwide. He draws on 30 plus years as a professional investor, really assisting people to become confident investors by simplifying the whole investment process. I love it how he breaks it down. Jaden is an angel investor and C-suite consultant who focuses on productivity and increasing sales for clients. Prior to consulting, Jaden held a title as Regional Vice President of Assets Management for Citigroup, increasing sales from $100 million to over $300 million in 2 years. He's worked for all of those famous folks on Wall Street, everybody. He is married and lives in Canada and has two step-up children. I've known Jaden for almost 10 years, and let me just say to you, he's a man of integrity. He is not boastful. He's a very successful and abundant person. You know, it's certain things I can't say personally because I might get in trouble, but take it from me, he is the real deal, and he and I have worked on projects together, and he really cares about people. So Jaden Sterling, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Constance, thank you so much. Wonderful to be here with you. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, I tell you, reading all of that, it just reminds me again of how powerful you are and what a blessing you are to the world. So Jaden and I are going to be doing a money series because, you know, Jaden, with everything that's going on in the world, even though it's Valentine weekend, everybody, happy Valentine's Day to all of you guys out there. But Jane, the number one question I believe on the minds of people right now is money, finances. What am I going to do? I thought I had enough money before the pandemic. I'm having to use my savings. And so to me, you're like a savior to come and really give us some real insight and revelation around money. And for that, we are grateful.
Oh, Constance, thank you. I'm grateful to be here with you and with your listeners and viewers as well. And thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, Constance and I had right around the same time a download or a real clear message from Spirit mm-hmm. that we were to deliver this series on her show and share with you about money principles and that money matters, especially now more than ever. Yeah. And so I'm excited to do this. What do you say we just jump right into?
Okay, let's jump in, Jaden. And
let's jump in.
So money matters. I'm going to follow you. You know, what do you think people are feeling or experiencing, or what are some questions that we're going to answer today? So this is going to be a series, guys. So we're thinking like every month, have Jaden come back and just continue talking about money, sharing with you about money. Tell your friends, your coworkers, your family about this, because I believe that it's an answer to prayer. So I'm following you, Jaden.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll follow Spirit. So what I'm being led to share with you and your audience is what we know that each person needs to hear in this moment. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about what the heck money really is. Because I think so many people have a misconception about money, and rightfully so. You know, we weren't taught about money in high school, nor were we taught about it in secondary school, post-education. So what we have to do then, which is interesting, because for the most part, we learned our first introduction with money was with a credit card.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, right? I remember back in the day signing up for college classes, and there was a MasterCard company right there signing us up for a credit card. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. And so I signed up for it. All I heard was I had a $500 credit limit on my credit card. And this was a long time ago. And, you know, I'm kind of competitive and type A personality. So I ran that card up as fast as I could.
So I know you're my real brother now, because I did the same thing. I mean, $300. Yay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yay. Like, we just struck it rich. And mm-hmm. did we? Not really. Because on top of that, back in the day, credit cards were so harmful that the minimum payment wasn't even enough to cover the interest expense on that balance on that card. So what the credit card companies did, it's illegal now, they're not allowed to do this, but they would compound the interest mm-hmm. on the card. So your balance would grow. It was awful, worst case scenario, and it was set up so that no one could ever pay off their credit cards. Well, over the years, you know, some legislation dropped in to make it a slightly more fair, but not a whole lot. So we understand that, you know, we get a credit card and we think that it's money, our money, and it's not at all. There's a heavy, heavy price to pay for that. And what we need to recognize really is that cash flow is king. Cash is king and queen. Hmm. And when we recognize that, when we honor that, we start to understand that the focus and importance needs to be on, okay, what can I do in this very moment that will bring in cash to me, you know, start ringing that cash register, start flowing that money through me. That's why they call it cash flow, right? We don't want cash stuck or cash stagnant. We want cash flow. How do we have
so
cash?
That's money coming in, Jaden.
That's right. It's money coming into you. And then one of the number one money strategies to use is what I call honor money. What that means is, for every dollar that comes into your household, work on determining what, this is the question to ask, what is the highest and best use for this dollar? Mm. And if you have debt that is at a rate of 15% or higher, you would want to add that money, start paying down that debt even more, pay toward the principal. Because after you make an interest payment, the next dollar goes to principal, right? Once you cover interest on any type of loan or debt, the important thing to understand is the next dollar goes toward principal, and you have to specify that. So you actually have to call up the person, the company that you have that debt with, whether it's a car loan or a credit card or a line of credit, whatever it is. And you simply say, I'm making an extra payment and I want all of it to go toward principal.
That's a good practice.
Huge.
And so when money comes in, people are not thinking about, wow, I could buy another tube of lipstick, or I could get another game for the children. That's not their thinking. It's not spending or consuming. Is that what we're saying to listeners?
Exactly. That's exactly what we're saying. We need to turn from a consumer to a creator. Mm. Creating with the money that we have. Consumption is easy. It doesn't require much thought. In fact, most people consume without giving it much thought, don't you? You know, yeah. We know this in society. It's why retailers blast the music when you go into their store. It's designed to keep you confused, and rather than thinking it through of, oh, actually, I have a leather jacket at home already. Why do I need a second one?
That's good.
They get you caught up in the experience, caught up in the emotion, and there's a word for it. It's called retail therapy.
So that's why when you go in the store, you're sort of hypnotized as to what's going on. And so, you know, Jaden, you know, we've all been home and practicing a social distancing. So do you feel that people are more like in touch with, they should be concerned about money coming in instead of consuming? Do you feel like there's been a paradigm shift? And if not, people need to begin to think in the paradigm that you just shared, correct?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was just sharing just this morning. I was talking with a client, and I was sharing with her that the one major plus benefit from this whole situation that's happening globally is what I'm seeing is people are working on themselves. Mm-hmm. They're at home. They're taking online courses. They're educating themselves. They're working with folks, good folks like you as a coach. They're willing to invest in themselves. And that's fascinating, because what I've learned is when you grow internally, so does your external money flow.
Mm, that's good. That sounds like something poetic, Jaden.
It almost rhymed, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people are concerned about what's coming in, you know, what's coming in instead of spending. What else do people need to know around why money matters?
I think I think it would be helpful when people start to recognize the role that they play in their finances.
Ooh.
And this is a hot, big topic, and it gets some people hot under the collar, because, you know, I'm going to suggest that when you start to take the blinders off and you start to look at the reality of your money situation, it can be uncomfortable. That's why most people avoid it. Mm-hmm. But there's great power in the recognizing what is happening in your money house, right? Your money house is a living, breathing thing. It's the thing that is keeping a roof over your head. And you have to look at your money home and ask, is it solid? Is my money house built on a strong, solid foundation? Or is it built on, you know, like the childhood nursery rhyme, you know, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down. Mm-hmm. And when you have a little stick house, you know, that was easy to do. But when you get to the brick house, now that's a whole nother story. Can't blow that brick house down. So what is a brick house when it comes to finances? It's solid. It's a home that is built on solid financial principles. We've talked a little bit about what those look like. Rather than shopping and consuming, you're out creating with your money. You're giving money an actual purpose to play. And I've noticed through the 34 years I've been working with the energy of money, the greater my purpose, the greater the sums of money come to play with me.
That's profound. So people should think of money as purposeful money.
Absolutely. I mean, after all, the reality is we are stewards of money. Mm-hmm. It is not our money. When you pass away and if they put you 6 feet under or however you go, you're not taking it with you, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we are stewards of money. We are those folks who put it to use in the best possible way. And when you shift your thinking around that, so now we're making a quantum leap from, you know, how the heck do I spend this stuff to how do I use it and make it the highest and best? That's a steward of money. How do I take what I have and leave a legacy? You know, how do I grow this? So obviously, before we start talking legacy, we talk, okay, how is someone, a listener in our show here, going to start using money much more wisely than they ever have before? And, you know, the thing is, speak it into existence. I'm a big, big believer in this. I mean, we look at in ancient history, the word abracadabra, the literal translation for abracadabra is I create what I speak.
Wow. You're so doggone smart, Jay. And I didn't know that.
Wow. It's powerful, isn't it? So if someone is creating what they speak, then we need to speak money into existence. We need to say, hey, money, come on, honey, come find me. Here I am. That's right. Come to papa, come to mama. You know, you've seen those air traffic controllers with their flag in the planes. Do the same thing with money. Okay, money, I am flagging you in.
That is so fun. You know, the Bible even talks about calling those things that be not as though they are, and that how our words are creative and frame our world. And Jaden, we know from the law of attraction that words are vibrational. So if you're saying stuff like, man, it's so hard to keep money. If it ain't one thing, it's another. I believe money has an ear and it just leaves you.
I love that. I love what you just said. It has an ear. And it does. And it's waiting to hear from you. Mm. I mean, it's like going, all right, because it's energy flow, right? We know that to be true. And, you know, like I say early on, we're not taught this, but beautiful shows like yours allow us to find this truth and information. Money is energy, frequency, and vibration, just as everything is on the planet. And when money's the exact same, it's a physical manifestation of how you feel on the inside.
Oh. And so, Jane, for someone who might have been furloughed or maybe their whole employment situation has drastically changed because of what's happening, and they may be waiting for the stimulus check. They may be living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe they're unemployed. Maybe they're getting unemployment. Should they? I mean, because lack is all, it's like permeating maybe every part of their being. So you're saying they need to call it in with their words.
Yeah. So someone in that situation, the words they use were waiting for money. Here's how you become a generator of money, because that is who we are at our essence. We are co-creator with source, right? We create, as I mentioned earlier, consider shifting from consumerism to creative mode. So when you start to create, what you do with money is you give from the heart. Money starts here at our heart center. Studies have been done and proven that the heart is the largest manifesting organ in the body. It trumps the brain by a factor of 5,000 times. So we need to start using it. We're spending way too much time in our head, processing, thinking, doing all that. That's stopping us. It literally stops us. And there's a long story around that. It's because of ego. Ego likes to trip us up, but only because it's not comfortable with change. Mm-hmm. And you start to develop some of these strategies and use them. And I know they work. I just taught a whole course this past weekend, got an email from someone this morning who said, I did what you told me. My brother emailed me for a 50-50, when you can. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what it was for. And she said, we won the jackpot $9,500. So they split that, right? They each paid, I think, $50 a piece. Mm-hmm. So it's showing up and being clear about your role with money. If you are in a wait and see pattern, that puts money in a holding pattern in your life. Money, it holds it at bay. When you begin to give from your heart center, and we give from our heart with masculine energy, it's masculine. Masculine is the giving energy. And then just know it's like a boomerang, right? It's the law of attraction. You teach this beautifully. You have, is it 900 shows, Think, Believe, Manifest now?
Okay, Jane, I haven't been on that long, but 600.
Soon to be 900.
Soon. March 15th will be 12 years.
Oh, my heavens. You're so amazing. And that's what I love about you, Constance. You have a giving heart.
I do.
And that's why you're always blessed. You're just a prime, beautiful example of what we're talking about here. And because you give every week into your show, every single week, with the intention of blessing others. And so that is an active thing. Money is not a noun. Money is a verb.
Oh,
it's a verb. It's not a person, place, or thing. It's a verb. It responds to action. So when you start to give from the heart to others with a vision, an expansive vision to bless others, now we're really getting into the thick of it here,
mm-hmm.
right? Blessing others, which is being of service. Then when you then step into receiving, because there's a balance here, we must balance giving and receiving, right? Receiving is the feminine side of the body. It's the left side of the body. Left side is the heart side. And we have to be as balanced in our giving as we are in our receiving. This is where most people struggle. We were not taught, just like we weren't taught about money and relationships in school, we were not taught how to receive. In fact, we were told the opposite. It's better to what than what?
Better to give than receive.
It's drilled into us as young children,
True. I got over that paradigm quick. I'm good at receiving. And I'm so glad that you said that. I'm so glad that you emphasized, Jane, we're not wanting, because if you're one, the law of attraction says I have it now. So if they're in the vibration of wanting, that's really the vibration of lack, right? But if you're in the vibration of, I have it now, that's the vibration of faith. So that is very powerful, because a lot of people think, well, Jane and Constance, what you talking about? Give. I don't have enough money to give. But I love how you said that when you give, like Einstein says, it puts you in that boomerang effect, and it's circular and it has to come back to you, because it's really circulating money.
I love that. Yes, circulating money and giving of your energy. Doesn't have to be even money.
Okay,
you can give a smile to someone. You can give a compliment to someone. You can uplift their day by shining light on them. And Constance, when I think of receiving, I think of you. Your name, your face needs to be in the dictionary under the word receive, because you are a first class. You inspire me to up my receiving game. You are amazing. You're a first class receiver. So thank you. Thank you.
That's good. So people can begin to give and circulate. What else can people do? We're talking, folks, about money matters and how no matter where you are, Jaden is the expert on money. He know more about money. This guy, you retired at what age, Jaden?
31.
31. He was still a baby. and he retired, so he understands money. I like it because you understand not just about investing and saving, but the spirituality components of money. That's very powerful.
It is. And, you know, just look at, let's look at the word prosperity. The Latin derivative of that word is pro-spare. When you see pro, it means for. Spare is the word for spirit. So the reality is that when you have a prosperous mindset, when you're focused on prosperity, you are honoring your true nature, which is your spirit. So it goes hand in hand. We were not put on this earth to be concerned or worried about money. We have a much bigger role to play. And, you know, if anyone's in that situation where you're, you know, struggling, then here's the key. And I want everyone to listen carefully to this. Your passion and desire have to be greater than your circumstances.
You preaching, you're sure you're not a Baptist preacher, Jay? Oh, my Lord.
That must have been my past life. You know it. But when you bring, you know, like we rolled into last year, and I called my team together, and I said, okay, now with the wheels coming off the bus here, we have to be the beacon of light, that lighthouse who's shining the brightest to help people through this. That was that was the mandate I gave to myself and my team. And, you know, we've had, we've brought in more students over the past 12 months than we ever have in business prior to this year, ever. Amazing. So that was, you know, and it wasn't about money. It wasn't about, okay, let's do that. But then with January, last month, we just had the best January we've ever had in business. And the mandate was around being of service to others. It was, let's be that lighthouse, that beacon shining bright. People can come to us and learn from us on wherever level they are, which is really the key. And this is essential as we talk about money matters. Honor where you are. So if you're listening to this or watching this, to know, you know, rather than beating yourself up or giving yourself a hard time or, you know, whatever, just say, okay, the reality is I'm right here with money. Maybe you're at rock bottom. Wasn't it J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, that they allegedly she's more wealthy than the Queen of England, saying rock bottom was the firm foundation for which I pushed off. So all she did was look at her circumstances and go, all right, I'm at rock bottom and now let's get going. That's why I say if, you know, this is not the time to be passive. It is not the time to sit back. It is not the time to be inactive. We have to now step up more than ever and take an active role in our money. And this is the time too in history. I'll guarantee it. It happened during the Great Depression too, in the late 20s, early 30s, where some of the most expensive construction projects were built. It was the Empire State Building and the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. And when you look at that and you'd scratch your head going, what the heck? I mean, how is that possible? 30% of the population were standing in bread lines. And yet you're telling me, this is when some of the biggest architectural, the most expensive projects up until that time were constructed. Absolutely. And the same thing is going to happen during this time. Opportunities abound. It just depends on where you're looking. Are you looking at that barrier that's in front of you, or are you looking in another direction at opportunities? And everyone, this is the time to lean into opportunities because they are everywhere.
So Jayden, how can listeners begin to awaken to the opportunities? I've heard that. I talked with Dr. Dennis Kimber, and he said it's so many million-dollar ideas. How can people change the lens of their thinking and what they're seeing to tap into those possibilities and opportunities?
Oh, it's a beautiful question. It's such a solid, great question, Constance. I think the way to do that, so let's break this down. If someone is looking in a direction where they're only seeing the brick walls, only seeing the challenges, only seeing the struggles, then in order to change that, they have to start, well, it's really the title of your show, Think, Believe, manifest. They have to change. And I love that because you nailed it. That is the process. They have to change their thoughts first and invite in a new thought, right? Wow. A new thought can be, all right, I've been going down this path over here. I'm not getting the results that I want. In fact, it's frustrating. I struggle. I want something different. So there we go. Maybe the first step is the acknowledgement of wanting something different. And then, or the acknowledgement of claiming something different. You know, like Constance, have you ever been in a state in your life where you're like, I am so fed up with that. You know, I am so done mm-hmm. with that, right? Mm-hmm. You're just like, that's it. I'm washing my hands clean of that. And in that being fed up and done changes the energy.
Yes, so true.
Instantly, right?
So good. And you know, somebody said, your thoughts always precede your manifestation.
They do. But thoughts are only the first step. They're like the primer to the pump. Okay. Right? They get things going. Mm-hmm. And when you hold a thought, when you have a thought in your mind and you hold it for 13 seconds, something magical happens. Other thoughts come to join that original thought. And when you, then I call that an empowered thought then. Mm-hmm. So you've got this empowered thought because all these other thoughts are coming in to join it. And now we're creating a new neural pathway in the brain that is seeking another way, another opportunity. And all beliefs, so the next part of the name of your show, beliefs, you know, all beliefs are is a series of thoughts. They're based on thoughts, right? Because you cannot have a belief that's contrary to a thought.
So true.
So when you want to change your beliefs, just change up your thoughts, change up your thinking. Maybe start with the book. For me as a kid at 14, you know, I was going down the wrong path, Constance. My parents were getting divorced. I was struggling in school and I got mixed up in the wrong crowd and I ended up smoking pot. 14. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine that about you, Jay.
It was awful. And I just got mixed up in the wrong crowd. And I was going down a slippery slope. And then I went to a guy because I got kicked out of school even. I got kicked out of school. And the guidance counselor said, here, I got a book for you. Read it. And it was The Seeds of Greatness by Dennis Waitley. In fact, I think you've had, have you?
I thought so. I quoted him yesterday. They call him the godfather of psychology. He's brilliant.
Brilliant. Wow. Brilliant. And I read that book constant. Bless him. Next time you talk to him, thank him for me. I love that. He saved my life. He mm-hmm. saved that. Those words in that book opened my eyes to the fact that I could change my life. And I did it. I just did it. I dropped my flunky, junky friends and went right into sports and like double clicked on my tennis game. From there, within 4 years, ended up winning the states in Maryland. I just fully immersed myself into tennis.
I did not know that. Did you still play, Jaden?
I don't know, but I went to school on a tennis scholarship. I had a world ranking as a junior. I played a lot of tennis, but never could make it really in the professional.
Amazing. Professional.
But yeah, so thoughts manifest into a belief system. What you know, what you believe happens for you, right? When we start to believe. So it can mm-hmm. be as simple as a listener listening to this going, you know what? I can relate to what he just said. Right now, my friends aren't A++ people. They're not on the ball. They're behind the ball, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Whatever you recognize. And it's like now, and please hear me when I say this, you can make a change at any time.
Yeah. That is so good. You know, I love it that you said listeners can begin to look and awaken to, okay, I don't have that anymore. But what possibilities can I awaken to? I use me for an example. If I had not been sheltered in last year, like I'm starting a membership site, a subscription site. I am doing more master classes. Had I not been in the house, Jane, I would have been on a plane somewhere training. And so those opportunities were always there, but I was not still enough and awake to see them.
I love that. And that means people from all over the world
right.
can now work with you in these groups. Is that what you're
right,
thinking?
Right.
Perfect. Brilliant.
But because I'm still, I was able to see that's an opportunity. That's different. And so for listeners, like Jane said, boy, awaken and look and expect to see those opportunities.
That's right.
Good. Wow. You're laying down some real truth today, Jane.
I think we are. I hope our listeners are picking up what we're putting down here. And, you know, it's also science. It's physics. It's quantum. And, you know, they've done plenty of studies that scientists have looked at expecting a certain result to what they're trying to, you know, split an atom and looking at the movement of that atom. Oh, does it go in waves or does it go in a straight line? And there it's been proven over and over again with the belief that that scientist brought to that experiment always proved itself out. So when we look at our life, we apply that same philosophy. There's an unlimited number of potential outcomes that exist for you at all times in your life. And it's just a matter of you decide ahead of time. It's what manifestation is. We get to decide ahead of time because we live in an environment of free will of what we choose to have as an outcome. And I see it every day, Constance. I see it in the stock market every single day. There are people either making a fortune in the markets or losing a fortune in the markets. And it's the same game everyone's playing. So I'm sitting here scratching my head going, what's the difference, right? What is setting the two groups apart? And it's belief. I really firmly believe that.
Wow. This is so good and it's so encouraging. What else can you share with listeners? I can listen to you all day, Jane.
I appreciate you, Constance. Thank you. And I'm excited about this series that we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I think what I want to share with listeners is first couple steps here. You know, maybe you're listening to the show and you're getting inspired and you're like, oh, this sounds really good and this feels good to me. And I really desire to make a shift and a change. Okay, great. Then here's what you do.
Okay.
Look around your home and all those things that you're either not using or, you know, that you don't think you're going to be using in the next year or so, or that you maybe have a duplicate of, you know, I don't know. I have like 6 or 7 levels in the garage. How did I get 6 or 7 levels? I have no idea, but heck, no one needs 6 or 7 levels in their garage, right? So, my suggestion is you go online and you sell that stuff.
Okay.
Put it out on, you know, and we are in a tiny community here, but we have this thing through Facebook called Buy, Sell, Swap. So you just take pictures of your stuff, you put it out there. If people can leave you cash or e-transfer you, whatever you want. Do a contactless pickup. You just leave it on your front porch or something. And that starts the flow of energy, of money in your life. Don't you love it? People come, take your stuff and bring you cash to your front door.
Yeah, I love that.
It's so fun. Now, if you're someone who's listening to this going, you know, I already cleaned out my closet, I don't have any extra, then strike up a deal with your neighbor who's got a garage overflowing. Every time they open the door, all this stuff's falling out, right? Say to them, hey, you know, if you want to get rid of some of this, I'll help you sell it. We'll split the money. I don't know. Get creative, though. Yeah, that's the key.
That's creative. I thought I had, I'm looking around, not Jay, not
yeah,
thought
what
I had given away, but I see I need to release some
you
more
got,
stuff.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Well, then you got more money coming to you.
More awesome. Money.
More money. Yep.
And so is there anything else that people can do? You know, all of these things that you shared today, Jane, I could see how it's bringing in more money. And even all of the principles that you shared, it was around expanding, calling money in with your thinking, calling money in with your words, and even calling money and bringing money in with your actions.
That's it. I'm going to draw you a little picture.
Okay.
All of our listeners, You go find our show because you're going to want to see my amazing artwork here.
Picasso, okay.
See that?
I see that.
All right. This is a line, and we're going to call this our money. And this is your starting point here, right there. There you are. That's your starting point. This is your beginning point. And this is you looking at your money going, all right, I'm acknowledging where I am with money and I am ready to move forward with money. I want to make a difference with my money. Now, here's where most people fall into a trap. They make small, tiny money goals, small, tiny incremental money goals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save you all years and tears here. You ready?
We're ready.
You're going to make massive, massive, big money goals in your life. Okay. You're going to stop fiddling with these little teeny tiny money goals. This doesn't inspire money. What inspires money is a big, big, big goal. Now, this is going to feel uncomfortable because your comfort zone is these small incremental steps, mm-hmm. right? Oh, let me just start with this dollar. And hey, and I even suggest early in the show, every dollar matters, every dollar counts. But here's the thing, money responds to vision. Mm. So that's why I suggest have a massive money vision. Just the vision needs to be bigger than you paying off your bills, paying mm-hmm. off your debt. You need to make a vision of this time down the road in within 10 years, I see myself living as a multimillionaire. It's how I built mm-hmm. a $10 million business in 7 years. It's this exact formula. I'm giving you all the goods now. This is how we do it.
We appreciate it, Jay.
My pleasure. And I'm glad we're starting our Money Matters series this way. So we're going to inspire everyone, all of our listeners and viewers, to pick your big money goal. I want you to have a money goal, a target so big that it's going to leave you quaking in your shoes. It's going to make you nervous. You're going to be like, oh, I don't know. That's a lot of money. That's a big goal. How do I even get there? You don't have to know the how. The universe will take care of that. You have to know where are you headed. And this is why I say this is so important. This is why I'm saving you years and tears, because what you do to accomplish this big money goal is vastly different than what you're going to do to make these small incremental gains. You understand that?
I can see that.
It's a whole different level.
And so, Jane, you had your big money goal and your vision, the vision of your goal pulls you. And mm-hmm. is that what happens when people have a big money go, okay, 10 years from now, this is what my life is going to look like financially. Right. This is how we're going to live.
That's right. It pulls you because what you seek is seeking you. Mm. It's happening simultaneously because of the law of attraction in the universe. It can't happen any other way. So if you're just focused on these little teeny tiny money goals, oh, okay. Now there's value in every dollar. I recognize that and know that my thinking and strategy and how I'm preparing and living my life and planning my money and setting my money goals is the big goal. It's the big one. That's where I'm headed. That's where my daily actions, that's where I'm putting all my focus and energy. Mm-hmm. And I believe I'm going to achieve that goal. And I'll bet I achieve it even sooner than I think I'm going to. That's my mission.
I'm going to listen to this over and over and over again because you shared some powerful stuff. So you're going to be coming back with us. So, Jane, what is your website? Do you have any goods, products, and or services that people can purchase or look at to get them more aligned with what we're talking about?
I do. Thank you for asking. Okay. Sterlingstockpicker.com. That's where you can find, we've created software to help you find winning investments that are going to be profitable. In that environment alone, we have created the software to help people pick stocks, and they're not expensive. A lot of these stocks are less than even a dollar a share. So, you know, when we're talking about putting every dollar to work, start investing in your future and investing in the now. And this is how we do it. And we have a 14-day trial. So mm-hmm. as people sign up and join, they can try it out for $0. And then if they like it, hopefully they'll stay in. And I think it's a dollar a day or something, really, really good price for it.
Thank you, Jane. I'm going to say to all of my African-American brothers and sisters and all of my listeners of color, you know, I wasn't taught, Jaden, and I, you know, in my whole community and in my whole circle growing up, we were not taught about stock, and it was like this little scary thing, and you had to have a lot of money to really begin investing. But I think that when you begin to get in the vibration of the stock market, I think that when you begin to think about it, understand it, it really puts you in the abundance overflowing. Like Jaden said, I mean, $50, $100, tap into this. And I think it creates a certain wealth and abundance mindset.
I think it does. Thank you for adding that. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it gives people hope.
Absolutely.
You know, when you can start to see your money growing, even if you're investing $50 or $100 or whatever it is, and you start to see that money make money on its own without you having to work so hard, whew, it's just mind-blowing in the best possible way.
So, Jaden, I know you've been a real estate mogul. You know, y'all, Jaden has done all of this and millions of dollars in real estate and the stock market. But I know you, the stock market is it for you. I mean, right?
It is.
Okay.
Yes, I've made millions in real estate and in stocks. And stocks have always been the number one thing that's allowed me to do everything else. It's allowed me to buy real estate. It's allowed me to take years off and not work. It's allowed me to do what I do and offer it at a very fair price because I'm not working for the money. I don't need the money.
He doesn't need the money, y'all. And he's a man of integrity. So I'm going to encourage, you know, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. Get out of your thinking and email Jaden. Go to his website and take advantage of this 14-day trial and just put yourself in that vibration and see what God won't do. And, you know, for all of my Christians out there, I'm just going to talk to you, you know. So get up off of your knees and begin to align with the systems. Stop praying and get up off of your knees and align with the new way of thinking, the new paradigm that God is presenting to you. And stop saying, I'm just waiting on God. No, you're not waiting on God. God has already done everything. It's your choice. And this series is divine. Jaden, yes. And I, we talk to each other maybe 4 times a year, maybe. But I was wherever I was, and it just dropped in my spirit. I hadn't talked to Jaden, and then he emailed me, and I said, my brother, we're in the spirit together, so we know that it is of the spirit. Tell your friends about it. And Jaden, we can't wait to hear the next series, the next episode that you're going to be sharing with us.
Thank you, Constance. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Well, thank you, everybody. And make sure you visit his website. And y'all know my new mantra for 2021 is get happy, stay happy, be happy and grateful, and see what happens. Everybody, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Welcome to Virtual Meditation with Shiloh.
Hello?
Today we're working on forgiving ourselves for not knowing the difference between upload and download speeds before getting cable internet.
That's oddly specific.
Repeat after me. I am not my cable internet.
Wait, I don't have cable.
I'm not a bad... It's my video calls, more like video stalls.
Hey Shiloh, there's something...
I will get AT&T fiber.
And I will switch classes until you do.
Slow upload speeds? You're not a bad person. You just need better internet. With 20 times faster upload speeds, AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience than cable. Get AT&T Fiber with no annual contract. Limited availability in select areas. Call 1-877-ONLY-ATT. Check eligibility at att.com/getfiber based on combined internet 1,000 wired up and download capacity versus major cable providers 1 gig service with uploads of 35 megabits per second. Speeds vary, not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.